What was it like to go to the cinema in the 30s? Can you kind of evoke the cinema experience, whether it's at the State or at a Quick and First cinema, or just elaborate a little?
Yeah. The 30s, where you had the ones like the State and the Prince Edward built previously in the 20s, and then you had ones which are like the Victory, or became retitled the Rapello. Even today, older people like myself still wax lyrically about ones like the Prince Edward. It ran from Castlereagh Street to Elizabeth Street, quite near Martin Place. And the Castlereagh Street entrance had a nice sort of Adam-esque classical facade, and that actually was where the stage was, and you walked in underneath the stage, and had nice little chandeliers all the way down each side, with bronze and mirrors, and then you arrived at an open area that had a fountain in marble. And I can remember I'd always walk past and I'd look down, and in the morning particularly you'd see the usherettes in their evening dresses putting in all the gladioli and the huge big urns and the flowers, and that was, you know, people got used to and really liked. See, when you think that there were at any one time around about 19 or 20 cinemas in the CBD district, and so they had quite a wide choice, but the big palatial ones were certainly the ones most sought after, and you had seating in the city centre of 27,000 seats in 19 cinemas in the end of the, or just into the World War II. So this gave a weekly capacity of 659,000. Yeah, that was a third of Sydney's population could go once a week if they wanted to. But then you had the suburban theatres. And just quickly, I did a study on the eastern suburbs. Because we had, there's the old Rose Bay North King's Theatre that came up for a heritage sort of listing or not. And there were 24 picture theatres from King's Cross to Watson's Bay down to Coogee and back to Kensington. And now there's the Richard Randwick still operating, and you have much altered one at Paddington Academy, and the much altered Double Bay cinema. So there's three left from that era as regards the shells of the buildings, and one intact. And when you look at the attendance figures, the eastern suburbs, something like the people attended, everyone on average in the eastern suburbs, in the Vaucluse, Waverley, Woollahra area, over 20 times a year. You had one seat per 5.6 of the population. So, and the attendance, the occupancy rate was around about 35% on that. People would go to the pictures. It was the occasion, and a sense of occasion. And unfortunately, there's been very little oral history done, and a colleague of mine did do some systematic work out in the Central West. And I remember that the Macquarie Theatre at Wellington, which was a late 30s, fairly simple cinema in decoration, but a woman, a sort of respondent, she claimed that to her, going to the pictures there with the woman in evening dress and the carpet and the coloured lights and all the rest of it, to her it had the same awe-inspiring feeling of going into a cathedral. And to many people, this is what it was all about, that experience. I mean, from my childhood, going to the Lyceum in the late 30s decoration from Guy Crick, or going to the Minerva, the Metro Minerva, I went when it was built as a live theatre. But that kind of cubist-inspired lighting, where you'd get a hard edge and then the indirect lighting would be bright, and then it would shade down to another hard edge, and you had all these coves that would stretch around either the proscenium or the whole auditorium, as for the Metro Minerva, and it was so comfortable to start off with. And then you had the light show as the lights dimmed from white through to amber and red and then blue, and then if it was a cinema, the main curtains would come aside, and then there'd be some silver tabs with side lighting and coloured lights, and the newsreel would flash onto those silver tabs, and then they would part, and then the blue lights would finally go down. So you had this little experience of as a kind of light overture to the film or the shorts, and it sort of got your emotions up for this sense of occasion.